I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 666. Say You're Voldemort. I couldn't resist. Since the number of the episode is 666, that's associated with the mark of the beast and evil in the book of Revelation, let's today talk about someone who's associated with evil, Voldemort. This podcast is called The Two Greatest After the Two Greatest Commandments, to love God with all we've got, heart, soul, mind, and strength. And then those that God puts on our path, those around us, to love them like we've been loved. Voldemort is the ultimate evil one in the Harry Potter series of books and movies by J.K. Rowling. He is one formidable villain. He's evil to the core. For example, here are a couple of his sayings. Voldemort said, "There is no good and evil. There is only power and those too weak to seek it." He also said, "After tonight, if they speak of you, they'll only speak of how you begged for death and how I, being a merciful Lord, obliged." Yikes. But the point for us is that this villain was evil, yes. But so many were unwilling to name him so they could tame him. Give me about five minutes to slow down, tell you that story, hear a portion of God's word, ask a great question, pray with you, and give you a challenge to say you're Voldemort. In the books, people were too afraid to call him by name. They wouldn't say Voldemort. They wouldn't say it. So they said, "You know who," or "the Dark Lord," or "he who must not be named." Now, I say all that because naming something evil causes it to lose its power. Hear that again. Naming something evil causes it to lose its power. The Bible calls it confession. In 1 John 1:9, it says, "If you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness." To confess in Greek is the word homologeo. Homo meaning same, and logeo meaning to say. So literally, it means to say the same thing. In other words, when you confess, you're saying the same thing that God says about that attitude or that action. When we confess our wrongs, we are agreeing with God. Yes, I see that and I say that. I admit that. I don't run from that. I don't hide from that. I claim it. It's true. I admit it. I'm not going to run from it anymore. I'm going to call it for what it is. I'm going to say its name. That was gossip. That was lust. That was anger. That was pride. That was greed or bitterness or jealousy. Or you see what I'm saying, podcast family. When you see it and say it, that becomes the first step to accepting the forgiveness that is yours and changing it and defeating it. So here's the great question. As you look at your life, what is the Voldemort in your life that you need to stop dancing around, stop denying, stop hiding from, stop renaming, and instead start claiming so you can enjoy the forgiveness and the transformation that walking in the kingdom gives you? Let me pray with you the prayer of confession that I pray every morning from the Book of Common Prayer. It goes like this. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from your ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We've offended against your holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we've done those things which we ought not to have done, and there's nothing good in us apart from your grace. O Lord, have mercy on us. Spare those who confess their faults. Restore those who are penitent, according to your promises declared to all people in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant that we may live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of your name. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 667. As believers, our sin has been defeated. Forgiveness flows free from the cross. But we will never walk in that freedom until we can name the place where we were and walk into who we are now, thanks to Jesus. You see, unlike the characters in the Harry Potter series, we don't need to be afraid of the evil one. He's already, thanks to Jesus, a defeated foe. He holds no power over us except the power that we give him. Because greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. Today, don't walk in fear. See the evil one for who he is, a conquered foe, and go ahead and say, you're Voldemort.